With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette may see 3 to 5 inches of snow today, with northern Campbell County seeing 6 to 9 inches possibly. With the weather moving through, today's high may be 31, and tomorrow and Thursday will be even colder. Although it's cold, April 24th through the 27th in 1984 saw 24 inches of snow in Gillette, coupled with 60 to 65 mile an hour winds. The resulting blizzard shut down the area for at least 3 days. A year-long investigation by the DCI has uncovered a methamphetamine distribution operation run by a Gillette woman. Wendy Kaufman has been charged in federal court with conspiracy to distribute meth, bringing in at least 25 pounds of the drug into the state every couple of weeks. DCI investigators believe that Kaufman was supplying the whole state. She faces 10 years to life in prison and fines of up to $10 million. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette Library Director Terry Leslie has been awarded the 2022 John Philip Imroth Memorial Award. The award, given by the American Library Association, honors notable contributions to intellectual freedom and demonstrations of personal courage in defense of freedom of expression. The award is named after John Philip Imroth, a teacher, author, scholar, and First Amendment advocate. Leslie will receive the award at the ALA's annual conference on June 24th in Washington, D.C. Nearly a dozen vehicle break-ins over the weekend have prompted Gillette Police to advise residents to take extra precautions. The News Record reports Gillette Police Detective Sergeant Dean Welch says to lock your doors and remove anything valuable from plain view. Nearly all of the recent break-ins have been on vehicles that were unlocked. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.